This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Like humans, cattle perform best with low stress. We'll have more right after this.
Crop insurance is complex. That's why Farm Credit Services of America delivers full-time crop insurance officers with proprietary decision-making tools. We can sort through dozens of options for a plan that fits your financial and risk management needs. Proprietary tools and unsurpassed expertise deliver greater peace of mind. Discover the difference. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Cattle are very similar to humans in some regards. They prefer having a set routine, and they are much less productive when they are stressed. And especially when it comes to cattle production, several simultaneous stressors can have an exponentially worse effect on feed efficiency. David Sherbrin, professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, talked about some of the different things that can stress cattle, as well as how to mitigate them.
This time of year, when we're looking at weaning calves, changing food rations, vaccinating, castrating, transportation, and obviously with the weather changes, those are all stressors that cattle just cannot handle very well, especially if we compound all those stresses together at once. So what we really want to try to do is spread those stresses out. So we don't want to really be weaning, castrating, vaccinating, shipping, and changing their feed ration on the same day. That's just too many stressors at once, and that will actually cause those cattle to get sick. So if we can spread those stressors out and just have good animal husbandry techniques, you know, making sure that we're sheltering those cattle as much as we can from the cold and the wind and the snow, that really benefits the cattle in the long run and their health.
Sherbrin said changes in behavior, like a loss in appetite, can indicate stressed cattle.
Obviously, changes of behavior can happen as well. We get the fight or flight. You know, cattle might become a little more irritable than they typically would have done, or they're more flighty and want to run away than typically as well. But you know, if you're starting to see cattle with some nasal discharges or something like that, it could be a sign of stress coming on as well, and that sickness starting to take hold of that animal.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.